supportive. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
To have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, if you're a bit stressed out like most of us are, running around trying to think about what we're doing for Christmas and organising all that Christmas stuff, hey, it's time to take 25. Put your feet up, relax, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drunk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the Emily Pitty Coil were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that boat.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, your ass, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. Me, babe, I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Thank you.
Yes, you got my Christmassy tunes coming up. That's absolutely wonderful. Exactly. I'm really sorry because I did hear some disgusted sounds coming from a technician in the other room. But it is Christmas. It's only 3 weeks away, guys, so get in the mood.
Crazy, isn't it? It's not even that far away. It's only a couple of weeks. I don't even know.
It's 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
No, it's the 14th today. It's 2 weeks. Gosh, Irene, where are you?
Oh, for goodness sake.
God, you're like weeks away.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I want to stay back there at the moment.
Gosh, and I thought, well, that kind of, I think then what we should be talking about today is helping everyone survive the festive season. And I think we've probably got some good tips actually to think about how do we survive all of this. It happens every year, and every year we get stressed out, we do all the same stupid things. A bit bizarre really, isn't it? But one thing I think, and this might be quite a good topic for you, Irene, is surviving Christmas in the way of nutrition. Now, we all know that we eat way too much. The foods we're eating are so rich and we just feel bleh. What are some of those tips maybe that, I don't know, have you got any secret little thing that just makes us
absolutely
feel better?
Absolutely nothing. If you're going to overeat, you're going to feel thick, and that's it, whether you like it or not. But hey, that's the whole point of Christmas, and it's the whole point of being relaxed and comfortable, and you know, every year I hear all these things about, okay, you've got to do this when you eat, and you've got to do that when you eat, and go out and have some exercise, go for the walk, da-da-da. My thing is just, it's Christmas. Just have fun. If you want to eat all that plum pudding and you don't normally eat all that plum pudding, that's fine, because, you know, you can do things the following week or the following fortnight or the following month to work it all off. Stress is far worse for you than anything else. So just relax and enjoy.
Yeah, I suppose it's like a big coffee break, isn't it? I would see it like a big coffee break over, like, yeah, a couple of weeks. I did see, actually, online I was looking, and there was an ABC of Christmas, or A to Z, and the E stood for elastic. You must have elastic.
What are your pants?
Pants, whatever you're, so that you can just stretch as you eat all of that food.
One of the funniest things that I read recently, which I absolutely loved, and it was this elderly lady, I think she was in her 80s or something, and somebody asked her what was the best thing that she enjoyed about Christmas. Was it the food? Was it all the family coming around? What was it? And she said, I get to go for a walk.
Oh, wow.
The only time she can get to go for a walk, because she has all the family there and they've propped up all around her, and they go for the traditional family walk to work off the Christmas dinner.
Isn't that a fantastic?
And she loved it. That's what she remembers most about Christmas, is going for a walk.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, we should probably all just do that just to get a bit of fresh air. Or I suppose the other one is a bit of sleep. You're so busy rushing round everywhere, I think we don't realise how tired we actually get. And then we're probably staying up later than we usually are because we're with friends and family. Yeah, maybe a couple of good sleep-ins.
I just think relax and go with the flow, just no stress. I mean, I'm usually cooking like mad. It's Christmas, so I've got so many clients. I'm going flat out. I've got food coming out of my ears. And then my family want their Christmas dinner, and so it doesn't matter where it is. I still cook the food and take it to them. And then I sit back and relax and just enjoy everybody around me. And I've overeaten, I feel uncomfortable, and I normally have to do something before I can go to sleep that night to work some of it off. But the next day, you know, everybody's around you, the worst of it's over, you go to the races, you go to the beach, you go do loads of things, which... you know, just work it all off. So I say just go with it. Go with the flow. Just enjoy every minute of it. Have a champagne too many.
I suppose, though, just if we think a little bit logically here, that when we are a bit deprived of sleep, we're not as, I suppose, not quite as with it as we normally are. And not to be afraid to go and have a nana nap if you need one. You know, you're not going to miss out on anything, seriously. And maybe that's why we try and stay awake, because we don't want to miss out on anything, but we don't really. But you imagine, and you know, it is a time of the year where the roads sometimes are a little bit probably worse off than they are. And if we aren't kind of, if we haven't had enough sleep, it's easy to get tired and maybe make some silly decisions. So, hey, have a good sleep every so often and don't mind that you're not going to miss out on anything. And a nana nap to me sounds fantastic.
I know, there is absolutely nothing wrong with a nana nap. I had the whole family around last weekend with all sorts of things going on. And it was amazing, even the 16-year-olds just popping off to have a little sleep in the afternoon. It's fine. It's not frowned on. It's okay.
And a nice tree, you know, under the shade in the garden would be just absolutely awesome, wouldn't it? Mm. So thinking about, yeah, just eat as much as you want, sleep as much as you want. And as I say, just think of it as a big coffee break. But one thing I suppose we always have to think of, or, well, we don't always have to think of, but happens in many families, there's always some conflict when families get together. Some arguments over the years. Irene's looking at me as if to say, what are you talking about?
Oh, I'm saying, isn't that normal?
Oh.
That's what that look is. I'm going, what's so special about that? I think every family does it.
It's not so special, but I think you also want to leave each other intact rather than, think about making it get worse than it is. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're not too bad, but that's to say that most of the time our family doesn't get together all the time, actually. So we don't have the opportunity to really get some conflict, but I have heard of some stories where...
Oh, yes, particularly when they haven't seen each other for years and years and years, and there's old pinpricks that have never been totally dealt with, and so every year they've got to come back and come back and come back and readdress them, and... It's probably a really, really good idea to just have a look at those pinpricks and see just how important they really are and whether they're worth the stress of the unpleasantness of having an argument with the family. But, you know, when you don't see each other for years and years and you don't have a communication on a regular basis with them, it's very hard for people to resolve their differences.
Oh, absolutely. And you do think of that. And in the A to Z of surviving Christmas, the X stood for xenophobes and racists, and she was talking about, you know, it's unfortunate fact that some families have at least one racially intolerant or forthright member, and it's always those ones that often start the whole kind of conflict within the family as well. But yeah, so that was her, that's what she came up with, her X, which I thought was quite funny, but I think sometimes quite true as well. And interesting, as we shift around and change in this world, you know, opinions change and people do think about things differently, but you might have that one that
I think I should clarify something you just said then. The X is as in the alphabet X and not the X as in marriage X.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, yeah, that could come under E as well for elastic, couldn't it? Because interesting, isn't it? Where do those X's fit in?
Mm.
Because with the children, you know, they've now got kind of four families really to go to, haven't they? Mum, dad's, then mum's mum and dad. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I think the most comfortable thing I've ever seen is when I went to a Christmas party over in America and they were all there. Every single one of them, every single ex, it was just they all went every year to the mum and dad's place. No matter how old they were getting, they all went. The kids just bought everything and all the exes came with the new partners. And it was just the most loveliest, unexpected arrangement. And it was very natural and very comfortable. And there wasn't a unpleasant moment in it. But wouldn't it be lovely if we could all do that? I certainly don't think I can do that with my ex.
You know, it's interesting. That's actually really nice, but you're right. Can we do that in reality? Well, I hope some families can. And if they hadn't have kind of thought about it, that maybe we've put that thought in their mind and maybe just all coming together and maybe in a neutral place so people can leave if, you know, they kind of feel like, yeah, getting a bit.
Because it makes it so hard. It's incredibly hard. I mean, I know a young lady who she and her ex have turn and turn about. So he has them for one Christmas and goes off to their family, and the following Christmas she has them. So, you know, that works for them. But it's when you can't see them at Christmas time, it's like they're missing.
Yeah, that's true as well, isn't it? And, you know, it seems to always be the Christmas day. It's not the same seeing them at Christmas Eve or kind of Boxing Day. Mm. It seems, that Christmas day is a little bit more special. And talking about families, you know who else is in your family that we do need to think about too? Our pets.
Pets. Oh, tell me about it, pets. I've got a major issue going on at my place at the moment. Yes, pets. You know, I want everybody to think about what it would be like for them if they had to go without three meals in a row. Just think about it. How hungry would you be if you had to go without three meals in a row? And I have a person who lives very close to me who is just going away and leaving her cat for 1 or 2 days and not worrying about it because it's an animal and it'll be fine, and she'll give it heaps of food when she comes home. And that cat is going without 6 to 7 meals before she comes and feeds it.
That's not, and it's not hard in this day and age that your neighbour will help you out, or, you know, that you get automatic feeders that will at least feed. Oh, that's awful.
Exactly. Yeah. I have spoken to her so many times, I've told her to just text me if she needs me to go over and feed a cat. And so now I'm in the process of and that cat is an old cat, 19 years old, and it doesn't have anywhere to sleep. It's out in the cold the whole time. So I'm going to actually go and find one of those cat, you know, the great big basket things that they use to take them to the vets. I'm going to find one of those. I'm sure there's some old ones around I can find and put it at this woman's back door and hope it makes her feel awful.
Well, I mean, it is unfair. You know, pets are part of your family and should be treated just as we treat each other, really. And I suppose, well, you're thinking about the, you know, the cat not being fed. But there's the other end also at Christmas where they end up getting lots and lots of tidbits and maybe stuff that's not good for them as well.
Exactly.
So,
that's true.
Yeah, mm. So thinking about what you're actually throwing off to the dog or the cat, and, you know, is it actually something that they can eat? Because I think chocolate and dogs don't work, does it?
No, but dogs love cheese, and that doesn't work either. There's so many things that adults feed their dogs, and their birds and the cats, and the animals love it. But it's not good for them.
Well, I think I might give my ponies an extra carrot and apple, so they might get just one extra, I think. And I think I might make the chooks up a big fat bowl of porridge full of seeds and, I don't know, seeds and greens and stuff. And
so they have a Christmas dinner as well.
Yeah,
that's awesome. How many chooks have you got now?
Oh, gosh, we've got, I think, well, I'm not quite sure what all the chicks were yet. So we're not sure whether they're just coming on to see whether they're roosters or not. But Lane at the moment is 19.
Wow.
And then I think we're going to have 5 more, and those are the ones that lay the blue eggs.
Oh, wow.
So, but it's quite hard to just sex them until they're old enough where you can start to see the different colouring on them as well. So, yeah. So do look out for your pets, whatever you do. And you do want to help, you know, you do want to make them part of the celebration. But again, just think about what you're feeding them and how much you're feeding them as well. Yeah, because they'll be feeling just like you.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how's your tea crop coming along? You told me you planted tea. You were growing tea?
I did.
Your own tea?
Yeah, they're growing quite well, actually. However, I haven't really had a go at making the tea. I did a year or so ago, and it wasn't that fantastic. It was very green tea.
Yes, very green.
Very
bitter, in other words, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was, yeah. So, you know, they're coming on quite well. And with the spring, actually, I could probably go out and have a look at some of those new leaves and try a different way of making the tea. Obviously, that I just Googled how to make tea. That one didn't work as well for me.
So do you just pick the new leaves on the top or something? I mean, how do you know which leaves to use to make your tea?
Yeah, just the new leaves.
Yes, the new leaves.
And you can also use the flowers as well. But it's how you dry them, I think. That's where your challenge is, and to get that right. And then if you want to add anything with them, whether you soak them or put stuff with them, like orange peel or something.
Mm.
Actually, talking about tea and eating way too much at Christmas, there is a Christmas tea that I find that often settles my tummy, and it's full of spices.
Mm.
And I think probably a lot of the tea people actually do it. And there's one little one, I can't remember whether it's, doesn't matter who it is, it's in a little orange tin. And, yeah.
Oh, I know the one you mean. But, well, quite frankly, anything that you drink afterwards that is like a cleanser is going to be good for you. So any tea is good for you. Anything that doesn't have any milks or sugars or anything else, like green tea, for instance, is absolutely wonderful for you. But aniseed is very good. All those things all help you digest your food quicker and help clean your liver and your kidneys out. So detox yourself afterwards if you're really feeling too bad. But I mean, that takes away the fun of the day. This is what I'm getting at. You can detox the next day or the day after. Just put up with the discomfort. Watch that movie, sludged out on a couch, and just relax and enjoy the day and worry about how your body's going to contend with it the next day, or help your body contend with it the next day.
I suppose just in our last 5 minutes, the last thing that we'll talk about today for surviving Christmas, and we touched on this last week as well, as budgeting. So again, think about your budget. We've still got a couple of weeks left, but you know, don't be silly. You know, we all have so much money to spend, and that's it. So only spend that. I don't know. What other tips you got about budgeting?
Well, I remember days, Christmas days, when I couldn't afford to buy my children anything more than a $5 gift. So I made all sorts of books and cards and funny little pencils and whatever I could. And did they know any different?
No.
You know, a lot of the presents that parents buy their children when they're under the age of 10 are all about the parents. They're not about the children. The children aren't going to know what the cost is, as long as it's something that they love playing with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's nice to have something that someone's actually made for you as well, and put a little bit of thought into that. Just while you were talking, I just quickly looked up budgeting tips around Christmas, and here's four that I think are actually quite good. Have a family discussion about the total money available for Christmas celebration. So sit down, and I suppose that's a good way to teach our children as well, that there's only so much, and
put a limit on each present.
This is how much. For Christmas lunch, if you are having everybody around, why not get everybody to bring a plate to share that cost, so you're not the only one putting it on? I mean, that's just the way, it's a time of sharing anyway, so don't see that as a bad thing. Considering gift vouchers that can be redeemed on the Boxing Day sales. You know, as we spoke about last week, it goes, all of the prices go up. So maybe a little bit easier to give one of those vouchers, and then they can go and get what they like as well. And the last tip that they had here was, if you need to use a credit card to buy presents, then prepare a repayment plan before you charge anything to it. So think about how you're going to be able to repay that. And that's obviously going to help make sure that your $100 gift doesn't end up costing a lot more than $100 when you can't pay it off and you get all of that interest stuffed on top. So, yeah, think about it. This is a time of getting together.
I was going to say, try and pay it off before the end of the month so you don't get charged that whacking 20% interest rate on it.
Yeah, and it's so easy to put it on over, you know, to just put stuff on your card over Christmas. And I think that's actually a great little tip there. So just think about how you're going to pay it off. But it's for sharing, so yeah, make some stuff together or bring a plate, and hopefully that will just help us with our budget. Well, that's it. Again, do share your thoughts with us up on our Facebook page, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
listening to Two Sugars, brought to you by Delacroix Communication.
delacroix.co.nz.